Where does great art come from? If you've ever wondered about this, you'll want to check out these key insights from the New York Times bestselling book, The Work of Art, How Something Comes from Nothing, by Adam Moss. Adam is the former editor of New York Magazine, The New York Times Magazine, and 7 Days. And for his book, he interviewed some of the leading creatives of our time, artists working in film, music, literature, painting, comedy, and more. Here he is to share 5 of his big ideas.
Hello, I'm Adam Moss. My book, The Work of Art, is about the evolution of great art from passing notion to triumphant finish, with all the torture in between. So it is a book about artists, how they think, what qualities make them successful, but it is also ultimately about any creative activity, offering insight anyone trying to make something in any context might find useful. Particulars vary, but the universals apply. Here are 5. 1. Hack your way through the wreckage. The work of art is the perseverance through failure. Every artist fails over and over again. This I should have known, but I was surprised always, perhaps because I romanticize artists so much. It is the spine of every narrative in the book. The most successful artists simply persist. They do not give up when almost everybody else might. To make Getting Married Today one of the great theater songs of all time, Stephen Sondheim ripped up one much belabored song over entirely before understanding the rhythm required to make it work and starting over. The writer Michael Cunningham threw away version after version of The Hours with radical changes until he arrived at his Pulitzer Prize-winning idea. The writer George Saunders took over 2 decades to write his Booker-winning novel, Lincoln in the Bardo, trying it first as a short story and a play before finally nailing the voice he'd need to write the novel. Talent is insignificant, said James Baldwin. Beyond talent lie all the usual words: discipline, love, luck, but most of all, endurance. Being able to endure through failure separates the great from the good. 2, become not you. Creating works in 3 stages: imagining, judging, and shaping. The judging doesn't get near enough love. Making something means being able to cast a critical eye on your own work. You need to see with dispassionate scrutiny, that is, without annihilating yourself in the process, what your imagination has spewed before being able to act on it. It is the crucial middle stage, the ability to edit, to see, to judge, to react to your first impulsive expression. Editing, Twilight Tharp said to me, means how much objectivity do you have, really? How much can you disassociate from your own bias? How much can you disassociate yourself from the wish fulfillment component that is involved in work of all sorts? You've got to become not you. 3, your brain, your subconscious, does a lot of the work, but only if you've set yourself up for it. We all know how often you get the best ideas when you're not thinking about them. That's true for artists as well, but only if they've given the brain what it needs to proceed. The setting up is 2 parts. 1 is lifelong. It is the training. You need skills to make anything, and they need to be ingrained. People who try to encourage creativity don't much dwell on skills, maybe because to say so seems undemocratic. But skills for these artists is like an athlete's body memory, making the rest possible. Craft matters. Studying the masters matters. Experience matters. There are no shortcuts. The second is more temporal, planning. Great artists spend most of their time refining their idea and setting up the proper structures to express it, not so much time making it. The great work of Kara Walker's sublime giant mammy sculpture called The Subtlety was the PowerPoint she devised to figure out what to do in the abandoned sugar factory that was the basis of her commission. The PowerPoint bewildered her funders. What does a PowerPoint have to do with art? But she couldn't proceed without it. The writer Sheila Hedy created an entire cosmology to teach her how to write her legendary How Should a Person Be? It will bewilder you, it certainly did me, and nobody saw it but her, but it was the necessary predicate to her novel. Your brain needs the right ask, in order to deliver an answer. If the training is in your bones and you've done the preparation for something you're trying to make, often you can just step away and let your unconscious have at it. It's a miracle, but a miracle that takes a lot of work. 4. The brain is an easy and necessary thing to trick. The brain wants to sabotage you in all sorts of ways. As a creator, what you're aiming for is productive disassociation, to get entrance to the inarticulable world of the subconscious, to capture what to make use of, and then to drag it back to a conscious place where you can act on it. But the brain is built to stop you. It's done such a good job protecting you from painful things, cutting grooves for you that are helpful in all sorts of ways, but it can inhibit creative thinking. Luckily, great artists have devised superstitions and games and hacks to fool the brain, especially making deals with themselves, and also especially giving themselves all sorts of explicit permission to fail. The playwright Tony Kushner writes drafts in longhand so they don't count. The painter Amy Silman has a deliberate stage where she makes a painting she has decided beforehand she will paint over so she can let it rip. Deliberate acts of self-delusion happen over and over in this book, and they work. 5. Let go of the end. Relish the middle. I was constantly surprised to realize how little the result of their labors, that is, the book or painting or song they were talking to me about, matters to most artists. About the completion of these works that brought them acclaim, all they could express is relief, exhaustion, perhaps. That's because the thing itself is not actually the point. They're consumed with the getting there. Art is hard, and that is exactly what is so satisfying about it. Victories are fleeting. The struggle is every day. It's the work, the artist kept saying. Eventually, I believe them. Thanks very much. Hope you enjoy the book.
Thank you, Adam. That was Adam Moss with 5 big ideas from The Work of Art, How Something Comes from Nothing. You might also like our book bite for Get the Picture, a mind-bending journey among the inspired creatives and obsessive art fiends who taught me how to see, by Bianca Bosker. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.